Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Don't you like it when I come on and talk about good news?
Yes, I love the good news. That's a great way to start the week.
Right? My parents had a friend who on the front of his desk, there was a little plaque which said, "We like good news too."
That's exactly right. We do like some good news, but it comes with a grain of salt, right? Not every stock was on the rise in the last 6 months.
Sure. I mean, and I think that this is the issue that a lot of people see in the markets right now, which is we have this big sort of monster number that comes out for the first half of the year. It's like almost 15% return, right? And we also have to look deeper to find out that the return of the S&P 500, like the big, broad U.S. stock market, was driven by five companies. NVIDIA, which is the big AI company, then Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Meta. So if you look at those five companies, they contributed about 60% of the total return of the index. So if you happen to own everything else except those five stocks, you didn't look so hot. And so I'm not sure that this says that you have to find those five stocks, but it does show you that if you don't own an index and you're just trying to pick stocks to sort of say like, oh, I'm going to find the best stock out there, it's very difficult to beat the return of the index because you've got to own those big stocks that contribute all the gains or many of the gains to the index.
Do you feel like it's a good thing for the economy that those five companies are contributing 60%?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. I mean, what people have said, this is described as something called breadth, like the breadth of the stock market. Generally speaking, what we would love to see is for a whole bunch of stocks rising. But what we could potentially see in the next, let's say, 6 or 12 months, you could see one of two things happening. Usually what would happen is everything else will start to rise, right? And then the gap between the top contributors to the index and everything else will narrow, or those big five might go down. And we don't know which one it'll be. It's very rare for us to see that these, like just five or six or seven stocks would contribute to the gains for a long period of time. So something is likely to change. So it's not that it's so bad, it's just that we don't know which way it's going to go next.
Give me maybe your overall tips for investing for success for people that are out there listening today.
Well, you know, I can't say that you'll be the most successful investor, but you probably will be the investor who will not freak out as much. So I would say number one is you remind yourself why you are an investor, which means you've got to create some sort of game plan, a blueprint where you prioritize your goals, right? And that will help you if things are going crazy on the upside and things are going crazy on the downside. It helps to kind of reset yourself. The second thing is to make sure that you've got three big financial needs met: an emergency reserve fund, paying down debt, and contributing to your retirement account. And the last thing is just know how much you're paying for the investing that you're doing, whether you're doing it on your own, whether you have somebody else helping you. It doesn't matter. I want people to understand that there's always a cost to investing. And, you know, it's not the Red Cross. No one's doing this for charity. So understand what the costs are, because sometimes that's the easiest way to improve your investment returns, reduce the cost.
Changing gears on you now, the June jobs employment came out last week. Was that pretty much what we expected it to be?
Yeah, it was pretty much on target. So here's what we know about the employment market. It's slowing down a little bit. That's good, actually. I know that sounds terrible. Like, if you're looking for a job, you're probably like, what is she talking about? The reason why it's good is that we want there to be enough jobs for people who want a job to get one, right? And we want there to be wage gains that exceed the inflation rate, and that's happening. But what we don't want is the job market to be so overheated that there's this big competition for workers where we are seeing huge wage increases that help fuel inflation. So 206,000 jobs that were created in June is right about on target. The two previous months were revised lower, and that's important because when we see revisions down, it often is a sign that the labor market is slowing. We also saw the unemployment rate rising to 4.1%. It was the first time since 2021 that we were at 4.1%. So it's kind of like what the Federal Reserve really wants. And Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, is going to be testifying before Congress this week. He's not going to say much, but But he's going to say, like, hey, yes, we see economic data moving in the right direction. We hope to lower rates later this year. And that's about all he's going to say.
Huh. What else are we following this week?
Well, we will get a big inflation report out on Thursday. And that'll be interesting to see whether we are seeing a slowdown. Excuse me. But, you know, I think from all the different metrics that look at prices, the point here is that the rate of the increase is coming down. Okay, so like if you go back to 2022, two whole years ago, inflation was going nuts. The increase was rising like 9% from a year ago. That's just a massive jump in inflation, right? And it's now come down, but it doesn't mean that prices are lower. And I think the thing that we always fail to understand is that prices are not going to come down. They're not going down. We don't see prices go down in the economy unless we have a horrible recession. So we're not going to see those prices come down. What we hope is that over time, our wages start to increase. We are able to kind of see the inflation rate simmer down. We kind of get used to this, and we stop thinking about how awful everything is when it comes to prices, and we just sort of say, here's where prices are. And that's kind of the hope of economists, that we get used to all of this.
Always appreciate the perspective from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, thanks for the time as always. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Great. Thank you.